Today is the day when Priscilla Neve transitions from working as many as 4 jobs at once to 1 full-time job she's really excited about.
This is probably a better balance because the past 4 years have been exhausting and, yeah, not sustainable.
Her husband also works full-time. His paycheck goes to the mortgage and steady monthly bills. Anything extra like clothing or lessons for their 2 children comes out of her paychecks.
I look at my friends. They stay home or they only, you know, maybe work a part-time job, or my sister-in-law who stays home, and I'm like, how are you doing this?
Stephanie Mickelson had some time to chat before starting work for the day at her full-time job.
And I work in the customer relations department.
After that, she was heading to her part-time job.
Torrent Cycle in Salt Lake.
She decided to get that job because she says she loves the place and wanted a membership. Stephanie and Priscilla are among the 6.5% of Utahns who work more than 1 job at a time. The Census Bureau says the national average is 4.9%. Women are more likely than men to hold more than 1 job at a time. They often work full-time at a main job and then part-time at another job or jobs.
Maybe there won't be nights when I go to bed crying because I stare at our budget and I don't know how we're losing money.
It's working well now for Stephanie.
Just to have that extra to throw into savings while I have the time. There have been times where I've worked multiple jobs where it's just been that mundane, like, I don't have enough to give, but I have to because of circumstances.
But Priscilla is relieved to now only have 1 steady job that she loves.
Maybe this is the magic. Maybe this is what I had aimed to do all along, and I just ended up in a bad location for what we needed as a family.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.